Essas pessoas estão falando do carro, não
Looks like we're ready to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Man,
hi.
yeah, welcome to the war.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll get the meeting started at 7:05, according to the town clock. Call to order. All regular members are here, including alternates John Toomey and Tom Lyon. And the couple members from the public. Okay, so now, first, is there anyone here to speak for the residence forum other than to the variance? Any public? None here. We'll move on to the continuation of the public hearing, the application of Mr. Reed. So just to refresh your memories, we continued here to this evening from the last meeting, just so that the neighbors could have an opportunity to join in. Members of the zoning board of appeals decided to hear what the neighbors have to say. So we'll wait a moment and see if there's any neighbor street. Well, I don't recognize anyone. Don't recognize anyone calling in. Don't recognize anyone on the screen.
Yeah, there's folks online.
Pardon?
There's folks online. There's people that have joined the Zoom meeting.
Okay, how do we get into them?
They can hear us, unless we're unmuted. So they're here. You can ask them, they won't have any comment. You're gonna reopen. Well, not reopen. There's people who have joined the meeting.
Okay. People who join the meeting, if they want to speak, speak up.
The name of the person on the telephone, please.
What do I do here?
My name is Jody Sapanero.
Could you spell your last name, please?
S like Sam, A, P like Peter, O N A R O.
Thank you. And is it J O D Y?
J O D I.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, you have the floor. Speak.
Jody's a friend of mine from back home.
No, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's still on.
Thank you for the introduction.
Ma'am, you have the floor. Do you wish to address the board?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just an interested party. James Reed is an employer of mine. I'm just listening in.
Okay, you have the opportunity to say something if you wish.
The only thing I guess I would have to say is Mr. Reed is very professional. Anything that he does is always very complete, organized. I would imagine that anything that he is wanting to do, he has researched thoroughly and will be certain that he follows all the rules and everything is just as it should be.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else who called in wish to speak?
Morris, how about the person in the top corner?
Jim, you want to speak?
Sir?
No, Jim Lurch? Lurch?
Oh, no, Jim.
Oh, thank you. I'm all set.
The woman in the top left-hand corner on the screen.
Casey?
That's Casey. She's our.
He's the engineer.
I've never met her. Okay.
Well,
thanks. Oh, hi, Casey.
Anyone else who called in, speak up. Well, hearing none, if you, Mr. Reed, if you wish to make another statement or continue your statement, you may, because after we close the public hearing, we'll not be able to have any discussion back and forth.
Okay. I'm not sure if everybody was able to read the letter of support from the original owner, Don Perito. I'd like to read that if anybody hasn't. This is from Dominic Perito, the original owner of the property before me. And I think there was some miscommunication or some things said at the last meeting that kind of contradict reality. I'd like to read it, you all have already.
You wish to read his letter?
If anybody hasn't read it already.
Well, it's all been sent to us. We all read it. We all have a copy of it, yep.
Then I'm good with that. I have my own.
All right, well, if you have your continuous statement, you may.
Okay. Try to be brief. I talk a lot, so this is shortened. good evening, ZBA. In a continued effort to be a good neighbor, I'll focus strictly on the fundamentals of my site plan tonight. I just want to remind the board that Inland Wetlands Commission has not only approved my site plan, but their agent considers this project to be a major improvement, not only to the lot, but to the lake community. EHHD has also approved a septic plan for me already, and we would ultimately tie into the sewer, which is already at the edge of the curb of my property. You know, what last we left off was distance for the house from the distance of the house to the edge of the road. So I just wanted to kind of continue from there. I think we kind of discussed all the other points. Vernon Road is a 25-mile-an-hour zone. But in an effort to keep everyone safe during construction, I would absolutely accept a condition that there would be no on-street parking during construction phase. There will be plenty of area for vehicles to park safely off the road once some clearing has been done. I would accept that as a condition if it puts people's mind at ease. In an effort to reduce noise during construction, I would also take into consideration the possibility of constructing a modular home. This would help reduce noise during the construction period and shorten the length of time needed to finish. It's not my first choice, but it's an option. The permeable paver driveway that your Inland Wetlands Commission has already permitted is massive in size. In fact, it's about 50% larger than the house I'm proposing to build. As your chair had mentioned back in March, the driveway is oriented in a way that optimizes the visibility towards the bend in the road, which is approximately 300 feet away in the southern direction. Please remember that my property line does not actually start at the edge of the curb, obviously. The distance between my proposed house and the edge of the pavement is nearly 24 feet. I am from Massachusetts. I lived in the same house all my life. Back home, the edge of the pavement at my home is actually significantly closer to what I'm proposing today. Based on my own life experience, what I'm asking for here is completely safe and reasonable. Many of the existing structures, and I just drove down Vernon Road when I was coming here, I would estimate that 75% of the structures on Vernon Road, all structures, some garages, but a lot of them are homes. I would estimate that at least 75% of them are as close as what I'm proposing or closer. However, to put the board's mind at ease, I'm also willing to, I'm offering to accept a condition to build a beautiful stone wall, field stone wall, or a landscape stone wall, or some sort of wooden timbered structural fence constructed along the front property boundary. I'll assemble it from the northern corner property, boundary, all the way to my driveway. It'll look fantastic. and it'll be one of the safest houses on the street if there's any doubt in your minds. While Bolton, Connecticut is rich in farming history, there's also a beautiful lake community. The R3 zoned lake community was never granted any relief for the front yard setback. It is actually the same front yard setback as R1 and R2, which make up almost the entire town. For this reason, the entire lake community has been handicapped for building purposes. I just want to quickly reiterate what we're proposing to the board today. My family and I are proposing a small lake cottage dwelling on our land on Vernon Road. It is a legal lot of record, which predates zoning standards. This vacant lot of record is eligible for a variance just like every other parcel of land in Bolton. The house does not fit anywhere else on the property and measures 16 feet in depth. The deck measures only 8 feet in depth. Not only would this sized home be consistent and proportionate to my lot, but it would also be consistent with a typical lake cottage. Our request for relief is based solely on need and not want. I'm not going to stop short of reaching my goals. I have too much time invested. If I'm denied today, being honest with you, I'll feel as though my rights have been taken away from me. We have shown compromise in our request. Inland Wetlands has shown fairness. I'm asking that your board reciprocates back to both my family and Inland Wetlands. I'm asking for your board to do what I believe is right and to give us the relief that we need. Yes, my lot is small, but we are eligible and the lot is eligible for a variance just like everybody else. One thing I want to reiterate is that I did not create this hardship. The hardship belongs to the land itself. It's always been there. I did not create this hardship. It exists by nature. The hardship also exists in part due to the location of my already approved septic and well configuration, the location of which has been dictated by the configuration of the septic systems, which are now sewers, and wells belonging to the neighbors to the north and the south. Limitations of space are the number one reason for variance requests. My qualified engineer, Andrew Bushnell, has proven that the hardship exists. Our proposal meets all of the necessary criteria needed for a variance. And I believe we have the right to make reasonable use of our land for the purpose of building. And we respectfully request your confirmation of that through an affirmative vote tonight.
Thank you. If any board member wish to address Mr. Reed, go right ahead. Yeah.
You referred to your hardship. Is your hardship other than that which is imposed on the public in general? And should it be for you to be granted a variance?
If you could explain just a little bit more, I'm sorry. I want to understand better.
Me too. I read these things and I shake my head. You in your mind have a hardship.
The land has a hardship.
From the standpoint of the people that wrote these books, the hardship needs to be other than that is imposed on the that is imposed in general. In other words, yours is atypical, peculiar to your property.
Sure.
Unusual in kind compared to the hardships, I guess, that are imposed elsewhere and in general.
Yeah, I mean, I would respond, and I just is that for me to make reasonable use of my land, I have no alternative. I can't think of another way that I can orient the house. I can't, you know, I think to ask that the house be smaller would be almost impossible just based on building codes. You know, if I had, you know, 3 acres of land and I wanted my third or fourth garage, but I wasn't willing to put it in a front yard or a backyard, maybe I wanted it within a setback on the side, that would not be a hardship. I have proven a hardship with this land. There's nowhere else I can put a home for my family. And I've made my request as small and reasonable based on need as I possibly can. I can't put it anywhere else. I can't make it any smaller. And again, I not to reiterate, but I am as eligible as anybody else, and I have met all of the criteria. My engineer is.
May I just share one thing that that I think I'm learning? In this book, it says, they talk about setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, for instance, the setbacks might take 85% of your lot and leave only 15 that can be put to a permitted use. And then it says that scenario is not grounds to grant a variance, which I was surprised to read.
I haven't seen that, but
I guess my point is that a lot these rules don't make our job easy. And I don't think any of us like to say no. You know? So as you may perceive, I'm still wrestling.
There's something else you'd like to bring to his attention?
Yeah.
Some which?
Is there something else you want to discuss?
No, pardon me. Pardon me.
You're satisfied with the with what your question would be? Not the answer necessarily, but what the question would be?
For the moment, thank you.
Okay, we'll come back to you if you want. Okay. Bill, you have anything? Or...
No, I'm good. We went over most of this at the last meeting. And, I was concerned that if some people weren't able to get here to speak, hopefully they now have that opportunity.
Proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Yeah. So, I don't have any more questions of the proposed.
No, I don't have any other questions either. You've met the requirements of the Eastern Highland Health District with all the septic sewer issue inland wetlands. You know, I did speak with the chair of inland wetlands just before last month's meeting, and he thought it was a very good plan. From their perspective, not necessarily from zoning, but and as I said before, you know, I talked to the president of Bolton Land Trust, and they said we really don't want that property. But it's a good piece of property that Dr. Leventhal had all these years ago. As far as a hardship,
we can discuss sure that. We'll discuss that later. I want to know if you have any more comments to the applicant.
That's pretty much it. I might think it's everything else seems to be our. We have to discuss what the hardship would be.
Yeah, we can discuss that later. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Anything else, sir?
No, I think that's
Josh. I'd ask Tom and Ann to weigh in at this, but just to talk at this point, discuss if he has some thoughts. If not,
because just the five of us will be deciding the variance, obviously.
Okay.
So if you care to.
I'm good.
Any questions for the applicant? Alex, any comments?
Yeah, I think the neighbor that was here at the last meeting brought up some concerns about, you know, neighbors not being able to attend.
They had the same problem this week.
I think if that problem was as dire as she made it out to be, we would see a difference here tonight. They had a month to plan. The dates are set, I believe, last March meeting for the year. So they should have known when they were, if they needed to be here. My views haven't changed. It's all on record. I don't. Doesn't matter what I think, because you guys are the board. But like I said, the neighbors aren't here to stand up to the direct abutters. I would say that they would have the most influence, in my opinion. There's no one here to stand up against this today. So I guess you guys are going to have to go on what was said tonight and at the last meeting and do what you think is lawfully right in the words of what a hardship is in that cool little book Mr. Chief's been reading. sometimes you can give every legal reason to get a hardship and still not get one.
So, Alex, just for the record, could you just state your full name and your address, please?
My name is Alexandra O'Neill. I live at 366 West Street in Bolton, Connecticut.
Yeah. And just a subtle comment, I guess, for all of us. So there's, you know, the first agenda item is public comment. And it's just generic. It's anything anyone would want to come here and bring up. And so that's, you know, if you're going to keep coming to meetings, that's available to you. And then when we open this phase of continuation of the public hearing for this variance request, you know, then obviously you can speak to that. Anybody who's here can speak to that as well.
I understand.
Yeah.
My thoughts were that if they're direct abutters, the people who would be affected most really have a problem. They should be. That's all I'm
here. Resident of Bolton. Yeah, no, agreed. Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, this reminded me of one more thing I've been thinking about. The woman that was here before was saying that they had requirements where they could only build or rebuild on their own existing property. He doesn't have an existing building that was there
before. We would discuss that type of thing, I think, when we.
But this our is own to the conversations that yeah. went back yeah. and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk amongst ourselves in terms of, you know, our considerations, right?
Okay.
I just wanted to mention, I applaud you for digging into, there's a lot there. that book is not etched in stone. You know, you guys are here as the authority figures for the town to decide what's appropriate in each situation, or else there wouldn't be a board. And I would just ask for your support. I feel like I've met the criteria. I've done everything I possibly can. And you know, again, the decision is yours. That's why there is a ZBA. And
may I address his comment?
Yeah, I want people to talk here right now, because once we get into our quote executive or not executive session, but deliberations, and then we'll be just the five of us.
Let me just briefly read this, because I agree with you, and I want you to know that ZBA stands between the public and the individual.
Right.
Remember, Morris?
That's right.
The individual property owner to protect the latter from an unnecessary hardship or difficulty owing to some peculiar characteristic condition or attribute that affects his land peculiarly, and which, if rules were applied in strict and inflexible manner, the result would constitute a taking, a measure not in the best interest of the community, when judicious but flexible alternative is available that still effectuates the general plan adopted by the community as a whole. Financial gain or loss is not to be considered. So I take that to heart. I just want you to know.
I feel like that supports what I've done. That's how I interpret it.
Good.
The word that stuck out to me was taken.
Okay.
And peculiar.
Any more questions for the applicant? If not, I will close that part of the hearing and we'll get into our deliberations. Okay, all right. The public portion is closed. We will now discuss the request for the variance. So, I'd like to approach this from the standpoint of what's required of us.
Say it again, please.
I'd like to approach this from the standpoint of what is required of us. We can only pass judgment on that which we are asked to pass judgment on, if I may use a bunch of words. So before we take any votes, I'd like to have a general discussion if we can, if the members are willing to enter into it, about the effect of zoning and how this particular application fits in with zoning here in Bolton. If anyone care to start or make a comment on that area?
Well, Morris, you know, I think my first comment is that these lots were created prior to the adoption of what we know as R1, R2, R3 within our town.
Yeah.
And so if you look at the other lot sizes in the Bolton area and probably Vernon as well, but Bolton's what I focused on, they're very, very small.
Yes.
And because they're small, and they weren't necessarily from a foundation perspective or whatever it might have been, people had to make best use of the land to put a small home in place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the nature of the properties around the lake. And so, when zoning came into effect, they didn't tear all the houses down and turn them into vacant lots, obviously, right? They were pre-existing. They were grandfathered. So this happens to be one of the few lots in the area that was never built on for whatever reason. And so I think, you know, from my perspective, we should be taking consideration to the fact that, when these lots were actually created, how they came to be and how they've been utilized for a very long time by other property owners and homeowners within that area. So in my case, I think that speaks to the hardship. The lots were established prior to the zoning. Now the zoning laws are being applied to something that was previously in existence. And that I view as a hardship. And I don't see anything excessive about what's being asked for this property or as how it compares to the other properties in Bolton around the lake.
Good observation. Yeah. It's incredible how the ghost of E.J. Hall is still yes. haunting this town over 100 years ago that this man set these things up. And here we are.
And I don't, I've been on the board a long time, as you have, and I didn't do, I didn't request information around, new construction on legacy lots that were on the water. And it may have happened, I'm not saying it did or didn't, but I've sat in a lot of requests, for variances to do more with the property that's in place. And there's other parts of town which have the same constraints with lot size. So I personally don't see anything excessive in terms of what's being asked relative to the properties and how they're being used elsewhere around the lake area, in that R3 zoned area.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. Anybody, John, you have some comment? I'll get you, John.
To go on from where I left off before on the public comment last month. And I feel bad that she had hardships and the neighbors had hardships that they had to redo a house on exactly the same prior footprint of an old house. And I guess that's not, to her mind, that was not fair. He doesn't have that restriction. He, whatever he can build that is doesn't make it a danger to get in and out of the property. It doesn't pollute the lake, which does not need any help at all. And it sounds like he's made it, the driveway safer than most people's driveway in that area. It's an improvement, however small the piece of property is. And I can see why the Leventhal's never built on it. It's just kind of a odd little piece of property. Sorry, but I'm sure it's going to be cute. It sounds reasonable. I don't see this as a hardship. He's met all the other legal requirements of health, environmental concerns, and safety. I'm not sure what else we have as a criteria that would stop this from being done.
Thank you, John. Josh, you have any thoughts?
No, I don't think I have anything that would add to the discussion. I mean, it's a ridiculously tiny plot. Like, the setbacks take up 71% of the property. Mm-hmm. You know, not counting any setback from the water. So that would be significant.
Jonathan, anything more to add, subtract, or divide? Just general thought, that's all. We haven't taken a vote yet, so.
Yeah, I have a general thought. The application of the front setback and the rear setback obliterates all but the tiniest sliver.
Yeah.
Which he's left with as a building envelope.
Right.
And then when you apply the side setback, he's got something about the size of a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's true. And that's
okay.
That's a hardship, according to some judge.
All right.
John owns a lot of property. His wheelbarrows are 12 feet.
I dream about them.
Attached to a tractor.
Okay. Tom, you're not going to weigh in on a decision, but you have some thoughts?
No.
Attended both hearings?
Yeah. No, it's, like I said, he's very thorough. The reason very thorough. You know, I drove down there. I drove there again today to see your neighbor who wrote the letter, see his house. And his neighbor has a very small house. They're all very small houses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough little street. You know, it's a tough little piece of property. But it's pretty pretty bold trying to build on that. Actually, it's met the right person to do it, maybe. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Ann, you didn't attend the first hearing, but you attended the second one. So if you have any thoughts, we're going to listen to them.
I think I'm going to stay out of this one.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to give you the opportunity.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you want to say something. Yeah. Okay. So the five of us members, we need a motion one way or another to grant, deny, postpone. Well, I like to say one thing more. This is the second application, and believe it or not, we have the two people here that this has happened, that we have put off making a decision on their application because of something that the neighbors have said and done. The first one was with Alex. We put it off. We didn't make a decision. We talked about it right away, and it cost that man hundreds of dollars to go get a title search to see whether or not the right-of-way was involved. And then when it came to the second hearing, no one showed up. This gentleman came to us with one hearing, and the neighbor came and complained. And so we put it off again to the next meeting. My point is this. I think out of fairness to applicants who come to us, we should not be doing those things. And we should try to resolve as infinitely as we can when they come to us and ask us and make a decision at the time that they come, out of fairness to them, out of recognition of the regulations that people be notified and so forth. So I just want to say that to the whole board, because this is the second time it's happened. And ironically, the two people that we've happened to are here tonight. Okay, so that being said, I need a motion one way or another.
I want to read one paragraph, may I?
Yes.
Won't take long.
No, go ahead, Jonathan.
You all, this is a Cliff Notes for ZBA. And it says, zoning board is, now we're talking about the reasons for our decision.
Yeah. Reason for what?
The decision we're getting ready to make.
Yeah, okay.
The zoning board is required to state upon its records hardship, the reasons for its decision, and the zoning bylaw, ordinance, or regulation, which is varied in the application, or to which an exception is granted. And I mentioned that we're to write down the exceptional difficulty or unusual hardship. That's what we're supposed to do, okay, as you know. But I'm not saying we have to do it.
No, no. Right. Okay, so let's get a motion on the floor. Someone want to make a motion one way or another? Don't be bashful.
I move that we grant the proposal made by Dave Reed and approve it with...
To grant the variance?
To grant the variance.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Toomey, motion. Josh, second. Discussion.
So I think we ought to amend the, as we typically do, amend that or make it clear as part of the motion, the reason that we think
the reason, for granting the motion.
Yes.
Is because the hardship is in the regulation.
Yes.
That's where the hardship is.
Yes. Yes.
The hardship is in the regulation because what the applicant is asking to do is what is permitted in the zone. And if the applicant is prevented from utilizing the property in the zone for which it is zoned, then it's tantamount to confiscation and consuming the land, and therefore renders the land worthless. So the hardship in this particular case is in the regulation itself. Yes, John.
With all due respect.
Yes.
I don't agree, because that doesn't make it peculiar to the property. It makes it, what you just said applies to everything in general, I think.
Okay. All right. Point of view. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, then there's another, the other reason, or if you want to call it hardship, is there's no other land available. And I believe there are case laws, I'm not sure, but I think it's Attorney George Lesner in Manchester that brought this to the court system. And his argument was there's no other land available. And then the court granted him the variance.
And I reiterate that the overlapping of the setbacks.
True, very true.
Is a...
Very true.
Is a hardship.
All right.
Or that is peculiar to this property.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and what you said is I agree with you and it is accurate, but I think to John's point, we need to have a hardship that's particular to this piece of property.
Well, all right, then a hardship is there's no other land available.
Well, no, I think the hardship is the fact that the lot was established prior to R3 zoning being adopted within the town of Bolton, and the dimensional orientation of the lot. First,
that includes hundreds of other
you know,
cottages, but
sure. With the same circumstance, they don't have to be unique. You don't have to have a new problem. It can be an old problem.
It's supposed to be
and peculiar. The old problem is the physical footprint of the properties as they were created.
I think we should limit this to the piece of property itself and not try to apply it to anything.
Well, I'm only applying it to this. The fact that it exists elsewhere is
in that
would be expected in that area, right? They don't need a unique problem. They can have the same problem as somebody across the lake.
Well, if you're going to do that, then I think you got
to
go back.
But it has to be unique to that property.
You have to go back farther than that, then. How this came into existence. That's the case. And it came into existence prior to zoning.
Yeah, we're debating what the hardship is that we're going to associate with.
Whoever made the motion, let them determine the hardship.
Okay. What's the hardship that you think, John?
I'm not really seeing a really big hardship on this, other than, but you have to do so much to get to this point. We should have written down a motion before we made it and seconded it.
Okay. Well, I guess I'd like to propose that we amend the.
I'll accept your amendment.
The motion that the hardship in this particular case is the existence of the lot prior to R3 zoning, which would severely impede the ability to utilize it for a residence.
Second.
Jonathan, are you content with that?
I'm not ill content. Like I usually am.
That's malcontent.
Just about content.
What I really have a problem with is if we don't grant the variance, no matter who comes to us on this particular property, if it weren't for zoning, the first property owner could do this. Zoning comes along and says, no, you can't do this. And that means that the person who owns a piece of property cannot use it and enjoy it as they see fit. And because of that, he cannot comply with the regulation. And what's happened is the town, the government, has come in and said, no, you can't use your property the way that you want to. And the very basic foundation of this country, what the revolution was fought for, is that a person could own a piece of property and use it as they see fit to their desires without government intervention. And so therefore, if you deny this particular variance, no matter who comes to us for this particular property, then the town is in essence confiscating the property and making it worthless, rendering it worthless. I'll get to you, give you a chance. And so to me, that is of utmost importance to deny the variance. I think the plan, I think, is tremendous. To me, it's a win-win-win for the whole situation, for the whole town. He's turning a marginal piece of property into something that's going to produce dollars, tax dollars.
We had a motion.
The current motion is to amend the first motion to add the hardship. That should be what we're discussing. And then we can go back to discussing.
I accept the amendment and you accept it as a second. So
okay. Well, okay. Did
anybody write down this motion? So
Casey's working hard over there.
Well, Jonathan, you have the floor. Go ahead. You wanted to say something.
The R3 is the smallest in area that the town permits. This gentleman's lot is 29% of that. It's small, 29%. And if we're not careful, people are going to have a small swamp that's 29% of 22,500 and look back to this decision, and we just got to be careful in that regard. Very and true. I think we are being careful.
Yeah, very true.
Okay, Bill. That's discussion. Well, I'm saying we have a motion that's been amended and seconded. We have a motion that's been seconded. We have an amendment to the motion that's been seconded. So I think we need to
take the vote.
I think we need to take a vote.
Okay.
Right.
So, so
voting on the amendment.
Huh? All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed to the amendment? Okay. All those in favor of the motion granting the variance.
Can you go over the motion?
As amended.
Can anybody read the motion?
Casey.
Casey.
I'm sorry, I don't have it verbatim, but it basically says, and I can back up my recording if you want. So William Pike moved to amend to include a hardship of existence of the lot prior to zoning regulations. And then I just ended it causing an impediment. I didn't write the rest of the sentence because I had to continue taking notes, but I can reverse it if you'd like on my recording and try to find it for you if you want me to.
Thank you.
But it's just basically that it's impeding the ability to build on the property.
Right.
That satisfy your query? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All in favor of granting the variance for the reasons given?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
I abstain.
You do. Four yes. Any no's? Abstention. No no's. One abstention. Okay. Variance is granted.
Trying to fall down.
Sorry, you're sitting down.
Don't fall off your porch.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So you think about that Civil War on your drive home.
Any old business?
You don't have to rush out there.
Yeah, you set some minutes to
take your time.
Right.
Any old business? Alex has some old business. Okay, approval of the minutes of November 12th, 2024. You have a motion?
So made.
And you can weigh in on this one.
You were there for that.
So, any of the second?
November.
Anyone a second at most?
Yeah, a second.
Josh. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approved. Motion for approved minutes to March 11th.
I'm sorry. Was that Jonathan Treat that moved it?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I abstain. I wasn't here.
All those approved in March 11th minutes? Motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any other business to come before us? Adjournment? Motion?
We move to adjourn.
Josh, motion? Second, anyone?
Second.
Treat, second. All in favor of German?
Aye.
Thank you, people. Till next time.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah. Hope you can sort it out.
Yes. And congratulations, Mr. Reed.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, Bill, I didn't shut this down.
I don't. I can't tell you. I can find it and do it.
So I was surprised that there were